You're listening to Comedy Central.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Gina Yashere, welcome to the Daily Social Distancing Show.
Why, thank you. Good to see you, Trevor. It's been waiting.
This is so much fun for me. One of the last times I saw you, you were a correspondent on the Daily Show at the studio. And then now, you know, here we are. I mean, I'm wearing a hoodie and it seems like life has gone very badly for me. And it feels like life has gone really well for you because now I'm talking to you as an author of a book, a fantastic memoir. I'm also talking to you as somebody who's a co-creator of a fantastic sitcom on CBS. And you're one of my favorite touring stand-up comedians. So Gina Yashere, how are you right now? How have you been doing?
I feel amazing. I'm blessed. I've been able to make a TV show through the pandemic. And I wrote a book in the pandemic because I'm a hardcore procrastinator. So I got the book deal before the TV show and I did nothing. And then the pandemic hit and it's like the universe was like, you better sit your butt down and write this book. And I did it. So I feel good. I'm blessed, man.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like you're blessed, but every time we get to explore a little bit of Gina Yashere, I feel like we get blessed. Because, you know, for those who don't know you, you have here a British comedian of Nigerian descent who is also a member of the LGBTQ community. And I mean, this was, you were out and proud when people were like chasing after you in the streets, and you talk about this in the book, and when people were heckling you on stage, and you know, your coworkers, and life has not always been easy. You know, the book feels like a balance of everything. We feel your challenges, we feel the obstacles that you face, but man, it is funny, and it is like it's raw, you know, cack-handed. I wanna know why you called it that though. I was like, what is this, cack-handed?
Because cack-handed is an old British word for left-handed. So I'm left-handed. And as you know, an African, Middle Eastern, Indian...
Man, you're a witch.
Yeah, I'm a witch. The left hand is unclean. It's the hand that's used to wipe your bum when you go poo. That's why cack. Cack is another word for poo. So basically, you're saying shit-handed. You're saying cack-handed. That's what, and also the book encompasses the fact that, you know, cack-handed is also another word for awkward and clumsy.
Right, right.
So my career, the unconventional path that my life and career has taken has always been kind of awkward, kind of clumsy. I've had to dodge these obstacles, move this, traverse this. The title just encompasses the struggles and the journeys I've had, like trying to make it.
you know what's fascinating about that is, you know, we always feel like we know people. I feel like I know you. But just reading the book, there were some things where I was like, wait, Gina, this happened to you? Like, for instance, I didn't know that you attempted suicide as a teenager. I felt like I didn't hug you enough when I saw you. I was like, Gina, but I'd love to know, like, talk me through that journey as a person. And you know, if old Gina could go back and talk to teenage Gina now, what would she tell her?
I just say, look, you're feeling the pressure now. You're feeling the pressure. You feel like the world is on top of you and you're never going to get out of this. But trust me, it gets better. Keep being you. One day people are going to love you for being you, regardless of what you are. And that's what I would say to myself. But yeah, 16, the world was on top of me. I was having mad fights with my mom because the pressure, the academic pressure, you know how it is, coming from an African family. An immigrant family. It's not even African, it's an immigrant thing. They've come to another country. They're like, I didn't come to this country for you to be playing games and being foolish. You need to do well.
People, you know, Gina, you're saying that now, and I think so many people don't know. What, like, I almost feel like coming out as a comedian might have been as dangerous to you as coming out as gay to your family. Like, I don't know which one was more challenging to you as an African, like coming from an African family.
It was, they were just as bad. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to throw it all in at the same time. Just get it done. Just rip off that band-aid. So I was like, yeah, mom, I'm going to be a comedian and I'm gay. And I'm also vegan right now. So.
Oh, wow.
What is happening? What has the country done to my, what has this country done to my, you're a gay clown. So you don't eat meat. And you don't eat meat. It just blew my mind. But I was like, let's just get it done. It was difficult, but the love of a mother for her child. I mean, I was prepared to be disowned. I was prepared.
Right.
You know, I thought my mother is super Nigerian and super Christian. And, you know, I was prepared that for this might be the end of our relationship. But, you know, she wasn't happy. It took her a while to come around to it. But she loves me, and I'm a daughter, and we pass through. She even loves my girlfriend, but my girlfriend plays smart. She did the whole Nigerian bow thing when she met my mom. So my mom was like, oh, I like this white woman. She's okay.
I feel like a lot of that humor is the reason your sitcom is so fantastic, you know? For those who don't know, you have a show on CBS. Bob Hart's Abishola created, co-created with, I mean, the legend of the sitcom, Chuck Lorre, you know what I mean? And what makes it groundbreaking is, I don't think I've ever seen a show about like Nigerians in America. And you also very seldom see shows where Africans are not the butt of the joke. Like there's comedy and there are funny things happening to these Africans, but they're not the butt of the joke. It just got renewed for season 3, correct?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Ooh, all those checks, Trevor. I'm trying to catch up with you, mate.
How did you convince people that, you know what, people will relate to this story even though it involves Nigerians? How did you do that?
I was pitching shows for years, Trevor, trying to get my family on TV, getting doors shut in my face. I pitched to everybody. Nobody was interested. This came out of the blue. I got a call. My agent called me saying, Chuck Lorre wants to meet you.
Wow.
And I get flown out to Los Angeles, and Chuck is like, listen, I've just come back from traveling around Africa. I've met these wonderful people. I want to make a show with Billy Gardell, but I don't want it to be another Mike and Molly. I want the female protagonist to be Nigerian. We've been looking at Africa.
Wow.
Nigeria keeps popping up because you are the loudest people. And so Chuck, I've been trying to pitch this idea for years. Nothing happened. But Chuck, the universe works in
That's
a way.
That's amazing. That is so cool.
Nobody can see it, but Chuck had this idea. And obviously when Chuck has an idea, everybody's like, well, this is wonderful. Let's do it. So yeah, it was his idea. And they just found me. I was like, well, where did you find me? How did you know to find me? Did you see me on The Daily Show? Did you see me on The Tonight Show? Did you see my Netflix specials? And they were like, oh no, we typed Nigerian female comedian into Google. That is how they found a Google search, Trevor. That is the epitome of white privilege. They were able to fly me across the country, first class, for a meeting on a Google search. But you know what? Thank God for Google, Trevor.
Thank God for Google. And thank God for you, Gina Yashere. I am so, so, so happy. As somebody who has seen your journey firsthand, there's not a comedian who has worked with you who has not gone, Gina has not shaped me in some way, shape, or form. So to see you crushing it on TV, to see you still crushing it in stand-up, and of course, to have this book, which I hope everybody reads, because it's one of the funniest, most, just like, it's so heartfelt and it's beautiful. Everybody's going to love it. Gina Yashere, thank you for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me, Trevor. Good to see you, mate.
I'll see you again soon.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.